This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hello, Patriots, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the short of it. Let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from his word. Psalm 42:11. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. So today I want to talk about speaking up and how important it is. I have been racking my brain for a list of activities that everyone can do every day that will help restore our country and keep the values that are important to most conservatives and libertarians. I had a conversation with my mom yesterday and it hit me. My mom, who is in her 70s, she went grocery shopping at Publix yesterday and they had just started requiring that everyone wear a mask. And my mom, being my mother, went to complain to customer service because she told them how disappointed she was in them that they decided to follow the herd. That it's her choice if she wants to wear a mask or not. And then there were some gentlemen, obviously from corporate, that were in ties walking around, and she went and she spoke with them too. They told her they were just trying to protect the general public and all their employees. And my mom again said, it is my choice whether or not I wear a mask. You know, if I had anywhere else to shop, I would. And then they got really nervous about it. And they said, well, you know, it's not like it's the law. We're not going to keep you from shopping here. And we only would have said anything to you if another customer would have complained about you. And my mom said, well, you don't need to take away our freedoms either. And that really got me thinking how important it is for all of us to speak up. This is something really simple that we can do. All we have to do is send an email or pick up the phone and tell these companies that, hey, we're really disappointed in you. We're not stupid. If we want to wear a mask, we will. And if we don't, then we don't have to. We don't need to be told by anyone what to do. The point of America is to have freedom. So I compiled a little list of companies that do require masks, and I'm going to give you the phone numbers and I'll include them in the notes too. If there's some store that you shop at, call them. So Albertsons is 1-877-276-9637. Aldi's you can email at www.aldi.us/en/contact. Costco is 800-774-2678. CVS is 1-800-746-7287. And Publix is 800-242-1227. This is something we can actively do. This is something to put actions behind our words. And I think it's really important that we stand up and do this. They will win if we all don't work together to secure our country. Now, I know President Trump said that in certain situations he would wear a mask, and he did wear a mask at the hospital, and I understand that, and he encourages Americans to wear a mask, but he also said he thought there didn't need to be a mask mandate. And I think that we need to let him know he has our support on that. There does not need to be a mask mandate. And so President Trump needs to hear from us. I know some of y'all think it doesn't do any good, but we have to try. So call the White House at 202-456-1111. Just say no to a national mask mandate. Also, I think it's important to attack this on a local level too. Now, attack, I do not mean anything violent or anything destructive or anything like that, but I mean like a real good grassroots movement. So President Trump has a lot to fight, a lot going on. As I've said many times before, President Trump just can't save America by himself. So we have to be in the trenches with him. And so that starts with knowing what's going on locally in your area. That starts with maybe having reopening peaceful protests. That starts with calling your mayors and your governors or emailing them. That starts with making petitions and delivering them, handing them off. There's a couple of websites those you can go to, and I will also include those in the notes. You can go to www.usmayors.org, and you can click on the different mayors, and it gives you their phone numbers and their emails, and also www.nga.org for the governors. So those are just super simple, easy ways that we all can make a difference every day. And that's the point. We have to get in the habit of trying to save the country every day. And if we all work together, those little actions are going to yield big results. And that's the short of it. Really quickly before I go, if you would like to become a patron, head over to redhatchat.com and click donate at the top. Thank you.